Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to what the hell is the name of our website?
Epic Embargoes.
Epic Embargoes. And forgive my lack of correct terminology during this podcast. I'm drinking.
You don't have to be perfect either.
I don't have to be perfect, but I am drinking, and I want to kind of get a message
across. What makes it more fun. It's more natural.
I agree.
I think the less logical, the better anyway, so.
That does sound good.
So anyway, my voice will be known as Omega. I am known as Omega, not to be confused with the merengue singer, which probably most of you won't anyway.
And I would hope most of our listeners probably aren't that demographic. I'd like to have a good range of people who can relate to us, not just the Hispanics that we meet
right
during our outings. So, I don't know, where do we begin? What can we say? What can we tell our listeners for the first time?
Well, big news. They just announced the gay marriage passed.
Gay marriage was passed.
Yeah.
I don't know the complete details. I just got a text message from a friend asking if he wanted to marry me. If I wanted to marry
him. Did you really? Or you just...
Oh, no, this is all bullshit.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I can see more men... More gay men being probably a bit more aggressive about it. And you know, they say every joke has a little bit of truth to it.
I don't want
to
talk about gay marriage right now. Let's leave that for later. I might have to be a little more insightful in it, and I'm not.
You gotta be insightful for it.
No, because I just want to get, I guess, our main message across and what we're doing on a podcast.
Well, so, that's a good point. The intro of the...
Speak for me while I take this shot of Johnny Walker, everyone.
Okay.
Maybe on the next podcast, you'll see... A difference in my personality. Go ahead.
Or hear a difference in his personality.
Oh, God. I'm afraid to hear myself after this, but I guess that's what we're looking forward to, right? Honesty and realism.
And realism. No holding back here. Yeah, Epic Embargoes. Alpha and I feel that we've led an interesting life and continue to with the women that we meet from varying ages, from 18 and over.
At least we hope.
We hope. That's what they tell us. We don't go any further to validate.
Although the responsible thing would be to know for sure if we're in safe territory.
Yeah.
But and I think we've taken the correct steps.
Yeah. And basically to see, you know, what kind of crazy stuff we get into. A lot of it is not even planned. Yeah. A lot of it's just based on hope and, I don't know, like...
Hope. A lot of it based on hope and actually just having a single life.
Being very single.
Because a lot of people, I think, attempt to do what we're doing, and they're already in relationships, and they probably shouldn't be
doing this type of shit. Yeah, it doesn't work if you're in a relationship. It's very difficult.
And if they are in a relationship, these experiences are based on lies, or they're using something to their advantage. Now, we actually have the freedom of exploring our free time, and now... worrying about the consequences too much, so...
Right. I mean, they may argue and say, oh, but you guys have to lie to get around, but yep. I wouldn't say we're not necessarily lying, just not disclosing the whole truth.
Yeah, let's get that out there. We may be sluts. Slut's not the word.
No.
Who brought that to our attention the other day? They said a slut... I think it was in an email with one of our friends. They said a slut usually asks for something in return. Right? Is that it? Or am I getting it the wrong way around? The difference between a whore and a slut. No, okay. We're not sluts. We're whores. There you go.
Whores? Why?
No, is it the other way? Whores ask for money.
I don't know. I didn't consider myself either one. I just consider myself one
of them wants something in return.
My return is the same sexual advance I put on you. That's what I want. Yeah. I don't need any money. Well, I do need money, but that's not the objective. But, no, we're not whores, we're not sluts. I think we just value life for what it is, whether it's masturbating at home or just finding someone to get our rocks off.
Well said.
You know?
Whether it be licking our asses or...
I guess you can speak on your behalf on that part because I've tried it. Maybe it just wasn't done right, but I'm not too fond of it.
Yeah, I'm always trying to get Omega to experience it.
And don't get me wrong, I do shave my ass, as you know, but...
And listeners out there, if you are hearing this, I would love to know about your opinions on getting your ass licked.
Yeah.
Men. I'm sure many of you women would be turned on, but there's
I don't think so. Some women find it like less masculine.
Well, definitely, I think it's the prudes that would, you know. Look at that. I'm getting a text message right now from some girl, and I think she would lick my ass. That would be nice.
Yeah.
And look at that. We're actually recording this from an iPhone. We've got about 5 minutes left, so let's make this interesting.
Yeah, about. We're 5 minutes
into That's fine.
Into it, just to be aware of the time.
We actually have to be at a club within the next...
Not 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. We can have people... We can have the paparazzi following us.
Right.
Yeah. But no, what we do want is the listeners to give us some feedback on what do you think... This will be the homework assignment. What do you think about getting your ass licked? Is it gay? Is it not gay? Why? Why not? And for those of you that have got it licked, what do you feel? What's the sensation? Does it give you an erection? Does it make the hairs on your balls tingle if you shave them or not?
I know what it
do you get goosebumps on your lower back? I don't know. For me, I felt my ass cheeks tighten up, clench up, and everything just sucked right back in. And the whole defense mechanism, you know, like animals do in the wild when they feel threatened. I felt threatened, so my body just clenched up. Your body opened up.
As an open-minded individual, I think you would already...
I did try it. I was open enough to try it.
I don't know. I just,
but maybe it wasn't done right. Would I try it again?
It probably wasn't done right. And the first time I had it was actually from this Australian female I met online. And she visited me. We had pretty much a one-night stand, or I guess you could say a three-night stand. And over the course of that time, she did some things to me that I will always remember. And among that was licking my ass. And when it first happened, it was a little...
Don't you have that on
footage? No.
Didn't you have it?
I almost had it on footage.
Oh, man.
Honestly, I wouldn't want that on footage. You see, well, I realized...
No, you should see
it. It's one thing to experience it. It's another to want to record it. And I think I would leave that...
You think it...
In the dirty...
closet?
Dirty closet of mine. And I've done many dirty things.
That closet's full.
And that's definitely one of my guilty pleasures. You know, getting my ass licked, but not getting my ass fucked, not getting my ass fingered.
Would you get a tongue in your ass? Like, would you let them in your ass?
I've had a tongue
like
in my
kind
ass.
Of penetrate your ass a bit?
It's penetrated a little bit, but not deep. And I've had Christ. It go in about a good inch. I said, whoa,
a good inch?
No.
That's a long tongue.
It's just not that big.
It is kind
of
big.
Well, if it's big, then I guess I'm proud of my cock size. But... Anyway, yeah, you know, we're just two single guys from New York having fun. Most of you out there probably thinking, oh, yeah, you know, these two young guys. We're not that young, but we definitely get away with our looks, you know.
Be sure to check out the podcast website. What is it? Do you know what off the top of your head?
Well, if you're already on the website, you're listening to it. but if you're not, let's see if I can remember this. Well, I have alcohol in my system. I can get a little tipsy. Although I am drinking something pretty strong. But it would be www.epicembargoes.podomatic.com. You think I'll be able to spell that out? www.epicembargoes.podomatic.com. God damn it! Sometimes I surprise myself.
That means you're not drinking enough if you can spell that out. You're not drunk.
Mind over alcohol.
Yeah. Try telling that to your cock when you're trying to get an erection.
This will be the first of many podcasts. We don't even have a plan for this, so.
No, we're just kind of winging it. Just being as natural as possible.
Natural as possible. And you know, we'll probably have another one tonight.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting. Probably once you're more fucked up.
I don't think we should have anything that would be, I guess, considered, what would be the word for that? Would be in the normal routine of a radio station, things of that matter. So no, we just want to talk, just the same way we always talk. And I'm always telling, as of lately, I've been telling Omega, if we're going to talk about something, let's talk about it through the podcast. No surprises. Let's not text each other about an experience we had. You know, we just, had sex with two midgets, whatever it is. Let's talk about it on the podcast. We have some crazy story.
Share with the world.
We want to get some issues out there. Let's do it together like we normally do on a weekend now where we're out of work and just enjoying our free time and discuss what's going on, what we plan to do tonight. Tonight I plan to get a little fucked up and meet a potential sex partner or the love of my life. Who knows? Live life a little
bit. Yeah, you never know who you're
going to meet. That pretty much does it for me. Any last words for you? Go ahead. I'm going to take this shot of Johnny Walker and get ready to get nasty tonight.
Sometimes I wish I could
drink.
Get as crazy as you. I mean, I do get crazy.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, but he's pretty. Alpha already summed it up. So we're gonna sign off here.
I want to keep you short and simple.
Short and sweet.
Not like our sex.
And not like Asian dicks.
Well, that'll be short and sour.
Oh yeah. All right. So sounds good. Catch you next time, listeners.